Good afternoon. I hope that you all are enjoying your lunch. And it is my pleasure to talk today about what is going on with the American Council of the Blind at the national level. So there are a few areas that I want to address today related to advocacy and our public relations efforts, as well as the ACB strategic plan that we have been working on as an organization for the past year and a half. So about a year and a half ago, ACB embarked on an organizational strategic plan, and the plan focuses on five crucial areas within ACB. So one area is marketing and communications. We're also looking at the conferences and conventions that we host. We have a focus group addressing advocacy, as well as development and fundraising. And membership is the final area of our strategic plan. And this plan is helping ACB move forward as an organization. The various focus areas work together and are working on various projects to move ACB forward. So during the 2018 convention in St. Louis, ACB for the first time offered continuing education credits. So those who are rehab teachers or are assistive technology professionals can take advantage of the continuing education credits. And I think we had about 25 people register and take advantage of those in 2018. And the conference and convention strategic plan area is looking to further expand that program in 2019 and going forward as well. The ACB membership strategic plan focus group is looking at how can ACB increase and maintain the current membership that we have as an organization. And the membership group is also looking at target membership areas, target membership demographics. So, for example, looking at members who are young professionals and what can ACB do to better reach out to that demographic of members and get them involved in the organization. What sort of membership benefits can ACB offer to members, such as maybe something like a discount card, or maybe something such as discounts with certain adaptive technology vendors that ACB members could take advantage of, or different incentives like that to help reach out to our membership and to help maintain and reach out to new members. The fundraising and development group is looking at ways that ACB can use tools such as social media and the ACB.org newly launched website to help increase donations and support for the organization. The advocacy group is tackling a number of issues. Of course, advocacy is always a hot topic within ACB, and as all of you know, as people who are blind or visually impaired, we have a whole host of issues in which we can advocate. So a couple of the highlights from the advocacy committee. I know we talked about it a little earlier, but for those who may be unaware, the Marrakesh Treaty was signed into law recently. So that will take effect, and that will help increase the access to Braille materials, both for those of us in the United States as well as those living abroad. So this is a great thing, giving more of us access to books and materials. The Marketing and Communications Strategic Plan Group is working on ways that ACB can improve its marketing and communication efforts to the membership. Some of you may have seen recently there was a new publication that came out from the national office called Dashes and Dots. And that publication provided an overview of some ACB events that had occurred, and outreach opportunities that ACB had participated in over the past month. The ACB continues to grow its social media presence and active social media engagement. There are currently, we are focusing some posts on Giving Tuesday, which is coming up at the end of November, beginning of December. And that is a popular day in which donations made to nonprofits occur. And we have some different posts coming up to highlight that event. We just released the first one on Halloween, which featured some of the ACB staff guide dogs. So that has been up on Facebook and our social media outreach as well. The advocacy team, ACB staff, Claire Stanley and Tony Stevens, produce a weekly podcast. I don't know if anyone here, if you can applaud, if you've checked it out. It's a really neat podcast that comes out once a week, and it focuses on advocacy issues from a national level, as well as how people can get involved and advocate at the local level as well for issues. So the advocacy podcast is a new initiative that ACB is undertaking to, again, increase awareness and also bring more attention to the advocacy that goes on within the organization. A couple of things that the ACB Board of Directors have worked on in addition to the strategic plan. We about 6 months ago or so adopted an endowment policy for the organization of ACB. So this is a way for ACB to set funds aside to help maintain the operational stability of the organization moving forward into the future. ACB had not had an endowment before this, so it is great to see ACB be in a position to now have those extra rainy day funds and investments to help the organization keep running into the future. ACB continues to work, collaborate with partners such as Microsoft and Cisco. For those who do not know, in March of 2018, Cisco released a software update to its 8800 series of telephones, and now these multi-line desk telephones provide speech output and increased visual access, visual display for those who need an accessible phone. So this really opens up opportunities for people who work in call centers and other areas where access to a multi-line phone and the ability to hold and transfer calls and to really have a true accessible telephone experience is possible. ACB is continuing to work on, we've just announced plans for the 2019 legislative seminar, which will be happening in Washington, D.C. again this coming February. And no, the legislative issues we'll be taking to the Hill, I'm sure, will be many and very give us an opportunity to speak with our legislators about very important issues impacting people who are blind or visually impaired. Again, along that front of legislation and advocacy, ACB has great partnerships and collaborates with companies who are working on the autonomous vehicles. And ACB has been contacted by folks who are involved in that industry to help make sure that ACB and people who are blind or visually impaired are seated at the table and have a voice from the beginning to make sure that when autonomous vehicles do come out and are available, that people who are blind or visually impaired can access those vehicles and services. Because again, we all know that transportation is a huge barrier and a topic that we need to address as people who are blind or visually impaired. It impacts our lives on a daily basis. So those are some high-level issues that ACB is addressing. Thank you, everyone, for your time and attention, and enjoy the rest of your lunch.